This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. Today's reminder is an important one for every Muslim because it's about an essential part of our deen, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to do, and indeed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does, which is knowing and understanding that there are many avenues for doing good. Many avenues for doing good. A lot of the time, some people think that certain they limit themselves or restrict themselves to certain aspects of goodness. Yes, we know that Laylatul Qadr is a great night, and indeed it's a very virtuous night. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Some people try to focus only on Laylatul Qadr, and some people focus maybe just on the last 10 nights from throughout the year. But the reality is that there are so many avenues for good, and reaping such great reward as well if a person were to comprehend and practice them. And that's why it's important, first of all, to understand this. Secondly, to learn the avenues of goodness, because there's so many avenues that you can do, and a lot of the time they don't cost you much either, and yet you can get so much reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A group of poor people from the Muhajirin, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining that those who have lots of money, ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور, those who have lots of money, they have taken all the rewards. Why? Well, because they fast like we fast, they pray like we pray, but they, because they have money, they are able to give charity in the material charity. So the Prophet ﷺ immediately informed them. He said, shall I not tell you of avenues which Allah has given you in which you can also give charity? إِنَّ بِكُلِّ تَحْمِيدَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. You say, Alhamdulillah, this is charity. بِكُلِّ تَسْبِيحَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ. You say, Subhanallah, it's charity. You say, Allahu Akbar, it's charity. You say, La ilaha illallah, it's charity. Removing the harm from the path is a form of charity, it's a sadaqah. Enjoining good is a charity. Forbidding evil is a charity. So the Prophet ﷺ went on to list for them different avenues of how they can attain a reward. But notice the wideness, ranging from using your tongue, to using your hands, to your heart, all aspects. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that the best thing for a believer to do is to give a charity. So a man said to the Prophet ﷺ, أَرَيْتَ إِن لَمْ أَجِدْ. What if I don't have? I can't find anything to give charity. So the Prophet ﷺ said, تَعْمَلْ بِيَدَيْكَ فَتَنْفَعْ نَفْسَكَ وَتَتَصَدَّقْ. Go and work. Go and work. By working, you will earn money, which you can benefit yourself, and then you can also give charity. And then he said, أَرَأَيْتَ إِن لَمْ أَفْعَلْ. What if I do not do that? So the Prophet ﷺ said, تَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِنَّهَا لَكَ صَدَقَةٌ. Go and enjoin good. Tell people about good. You know, spread goodness. Enjoin good. That is also a form of charity. He said, أَرَأَيْتَ إِن لَمْ أَفْعَلْ. What if I don't do that also? Then the Prophet ﷺ said, فَكُفَّ عَنِ الشَّرِّ فَإِنَّهَا لَكَ صَدَقَةٌ. Then just keep away from the badness. Keep away from evil. Don't do any bad. That is also a form of charity. So you can't get any better than this. Even not doing anything, you'll get a charity sadaqah if you have the right intention and so on. So there are avenues, as we've said. The Prophet ﷺ also informed us about stories of people who helped animals, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rewarded them. The man, the woman who helped the dog, the thirsty dog, they were rewarded by forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just giving a dog some water. A person who removed a harm from the path, there was a big tree trunk blocking everybody's way, he removed the tree trunk, Allah granted him Jannah for that. And so on and so forth. Sometimes just a good word you say will be important and give you a great reward. Sometimes not even opening your mouth, just smiling is a great reward. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يحقرن أحدكم من المعروف شيئا ولو أن يلقى أخاه بوجه طليق. No one should despise or belittle any of the good things, even if he's just to meet his brother with a bright or a smiling or a open face, يعني, something where he's happy receiving. And he said, لا تحقرن جارة جارتها ولو بفرسن شاه. Let a neighbor, a female neighbor, not belittle her neighbor, even if it were to give her the sheep's trotter, yani the end of the sheep, which doesn't have any meat on it, but it is good for flavor, even if it's to give that to your neighbor, you know. So don't despise any of the good deeds, and always understand that there are avenues for you to do good in all aspects of your life. With the right intention, your sleep will be rewarded. With right intention, your food will be rewarded when you eat. With right intention, your drink will be rewarded. With the right intention, your playing will be rewarded. So all of that will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Planting a tree is rewardable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, a Muslim does not plant a tree or plant a plant or a tree and then an animal benefits from this, or a bird or a human, except he will have some reward. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, the avenues of good are great. Let us not limit ourselves in doing this. Secondly, let's find out those different avenues. There are different aspects in terms of ibadah, which if you were to think about them and do them, you get so much reward. We know that freeing a slave is very highly rewarded in Islam. Today we don't have slaves, but there are things that you can do where you get the reward of freeing slaves. Like if you say, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. If you say that 100 times, you will get the reward of 100 good deeds, 100 bad deeds will be removed from you, Allah will raise you 100 good levels, and it will be a protection for you from the shaitan, and it will be like you have freed 10 children from the children, like the children of Ismail. That's a great reward. Nowadays the masajids are closed, but when they are open, if you pray the Fajr, Subh, in jama'ah, then you sat in the masjid remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the sun came out and then it rose above the horizon, then you pray 2 rak'ah, you'll get the reward of hajj and umrah. Walking to the masjid on jumu'ah is greatly rewarded. For every step you take to the masjid, you'll get the reward of 1 year of fasting and praying the night, and so on and so forth. We could keep on going. There's many golden opportunities out there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has directed us towards. All we have to do is understand them, access them, and practice them so that we can keep our hasanat greatly. Because end of the day, that is important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. So whoever scales will be heavy on that day, then he will be in a good life, good livelihood, or a livelihood that is pleasing. And so therefore the action is important, they count, they help, and they will inshallah be allow us to access the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.